entertained? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives.
Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 197.
Ruben! My eyes! I can't see! I can't even see what the date is!
Well, it's a good thing we have a recording.
We do?
No, we don't.
Oh! Jeff, help me out. I haven't been able to look at the calendar for a day. What was today?
Do you remember what yesterday was?
Yesterday was the eclipse day.
I mean the date.
It was eclipse day.
Well, yesterday was the 21st.
Huh. The 21st.
Of August.
Of eclipse month. I can't see anything, Ruben. I did not heed the warnings.
I'm just curious. So you started the sun yesterday. How did you go about...
Who's talking?
It's Ruben. How did you go about working today? How did you get to work and make it through the job?
I had to have my wife drop me off at work. As far as running my machine, I had to have one of the other workers stand next to me and like tell me everything that was going on.
But you use a computer, right, at work?
Yes.
Did so you turn the narrator on?
I had to navigate him and like tell him what he needs to look for, what he needs to click, what numbers he needs to put in. And then he tells me what happens, and then I tell him where to go from there.
Can you just run through a scenario? Like, let's just pretend that I'm telling you what I'm seeing. Or Jeff, because you were there, Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff, I was there. You witnessed this.
So tell Jeff what to type, punch into the computer. What codes? What numbers?
Okay, Jeff. Open up the PCR Softworks program.
Which one?
The version 2.12.
Oh, okay, 2.12.
Yeah, double click that.
Double click.
Yep.
Let's wait for about 30 seconds while this opens.
Great. All right, now I need you to go over to the table and look where it's at on the bed and put that number in the piece start position blank.
Okay.
That's kind of how it went.
So did you get a lot of work done though?
I got more work done than ever. Blind Layton is twice as productive.
I guess the good thing is now you can weld without using a welding helmet.
It's true. That's the one thing I can still see.
Well, do you think that your eyesight will get better after a few days?
I doubt it. I've been looking online, and even though I can't see what the webpages are saying, I feel like it's hopeless.
Well, if you go to WebMD, you can turn on the screen reader. It could read you what the page is saying.
You're right, but I have been learning to speak Braille.
Spoken language. How
is
that?
Spoken Braille. This is like
going, yeah.
This is like very.
And since I can't read to learn how to speak Braille, I've had to listen to it on audiobook, and boy, is it boring. Ugh.
What's Carrie been saying through this whole ordeal? I know it's only been about 24 hours.
Right.
So
she doesn't know. I told her that my foot hurt, and I didn't want to have to push in the gas pedal. And so I want her to drive me to work. I still don't know how I'm going to break the news to her. She did think it was kind of odd when she told me to get her a glass of water that I accidentally poured milk in the glass instead.
Wow. Well, she'll probably be hearing about it here before you'll get a chance to tell her.
It's true. Yeah.
Well,
I hope it makes it easier hearing it on the French press, because then she'll realize that though my eyes are gone, my humor is still in color.
And I'm pretty sure the promise she made only a few months ago through sickness and health.
Through
I'm,
the better or the worst?
I'm pretty
through
sure
blindness and sight.
I'm pretty sure that's still clear in her mind, so I think you can be pretty confident.
Yeah.
In that, at least.
So one phrase I did learn in Braille was bump, two bumps, a mid bump, two lower bumps, two bumps and a dash.
And in spoken language, what is that in spoken Braille?
It means your vote counts, but it doesn't matter.
Well done. Well done. Anyway,
it's Tuesday, August 22nd, 2017.
We've got Jeff here. He's going to read us a scary original fairy tale story from the Brothers Grimm.
Yeah.
Oh, Jeff, is that you?
We also have some feedback that we want to get to, and let's start with that. I've got feedback. Lane's got some feedback. Someone sent us a message on our website. I really loved Mr. Dave's story about how the private schools started. She's talking about the Amish schools. Mm-hmm. I think the kids need to know what our ancestors went through so that we can have our own private schools. Great podcast. And I use the Amazon link all the time.
Clappity clap, clap,
that
clap.
That deserves a good hearty clap off.
I feel like we pushed the Amazon link quite a bit. In fact, I got some negative feedback on that. It was from a family member, though, so I don't take it too seriously.
Yeah, their vote definitely doesn't count.
It definitely doesn't count.
But what I was going to say, we pushed the Amazon link quite a bit. I don't feel like we pushed the podcast a whole lot, but last week's story that Mr. Dave shared, I think, was really interesting and good.
So If you have
a family member or a friend that you think would find the French Press podcast and the stories on there interesting, entertaining, then let them know. Share this with a friend.
You know, my mom recently, or a couple months ago, started listening to the podcast, and she loves it.
Wow. I'm not surprised.
I've been thinking, my parents are taking a whole, what did you say, Jeff?
I said I was a little bit surprised.
That she would want to listen to her own son. Yeah. Normally, she just like blocks me totally out and finds me very boring. But somehow, behind the microphone of the French Press podcast, she thinks that my words are just worth listening to. No, I've been thinking of telling my parents, who are driving a busload of Amish up into Pennsylvania and then down the Canadian-American border. It's kind of like a tour thingy. I've been thinking of telling them to play last week's episode over the intercom on the bus.
They would find that interesting.
They would.
They would probably get offended if they would listen to the French Press the entire series.
Right. No, I'm going to tell them, like, just play parts. This minute to this minute, and it'll only be the words of Mr. Dave.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Because we don't want to start riots.
The Amish start rocking the bus back and forth as they're going down the highway.
Oh,
and
no.
It flips and rolls over a cliff.
We got some other feedback, Leighton. This is kind of from you. Carrie mentioned that her mother was listening to the podcast.
Oh, okay.
And many, many years ago, about two, we were talking about you coming back from Bible school when you spent some time at SMBI in Pennsylvania. You had a great time. And we almost faithfully kept the podcast going through that time. There was a few weeks where we skipped, but we still kept it going through that time. And there was something that happened while you were there that you told your friends, but you never told your podcast friends.
It's true, I didn't.
And
I never
told
the fans.
I guess if what Carrie's mom was saying, and from what I remember, I brought it up on the podcast saying you need to tell this story.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you won't tell it now. It's too fresh in your mind.
Yep.
And in 2017, you will share this story.
Yeah.
Well, we are
this is
more
the year.
Than halfway through 2017. Yeah.
I think what would be fitting is I would save this succulent story for the live podcast.
Dun, 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 dun.
It is true. This story is better when you can see the motions that Leighton. In fact, you almost need to know what motion he's making.
There are actions involved.
There are actions involved.
In this story.
Sometimes you can't just paint a perfect picture with words. Sometimes you need a little bit of animation to go along with it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, You'll be hearing that story on September 12th, 2017, at Main Street Coffee House in Napanee, Indiana, at 8 p.m. And since we're on that, Main Street told me that they will also be having some things for us to give away to the audience there.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll have some mugs to give away.
Oh, my stars! Ruben, we have merch! Ruben!
Finally, some gifts that we can give away that we actually didn't pay for.
I know.
It's so sad that I won't be able to see it. I guess I can feel the mugs.
You can at least sip fresh coffee out of them.
It's true.
You can get that enjoyment from them.
Leighton, you have left our fans in enough suspense. Why can't you see? I feel like this hasn't been fully explained.
Because I look at the eclipse. Without pretending.
How many people have been blinded by the eclipse besides you?
I looked online and I couldn't see. but as far as I can tell, I'm the only one.
You're an outlier. Well, let's talk about the eclipse. But you also had some feedback, Leighton.
Yeah. I had some negative feedback as well.
Oh, no. Ooh.
Not about the Amazon link, but it was voiced that there was some disappointment with last week's word of the week being Pinterest instead of Spring.
Who was it that told you this? Because I heard it from another person. No relation to Mitch or PWI, and he said the same thing.
It should have been Spring.
As you were winding up for the word of the week, he was thinking, it's got to be Spring.
Come on, Spring. And then
I think if we go back into the archive, we'll see a little bit of a tendency, maybe, for the words of the week to be exclusively Leighton stories.
You think that I'm using word of the week to promote my own stories? Ruben, I would never. Although I am thinking that the word of this week will be eclipse. It depends how Jeff does with his Grimm story.
Anyway, should we talk about the eclipse or should we talk about Grimm?
Let's talk about the eclipse.
Yeah. I don't know what we're going to talk about the eclipse other than it looked like a really, really bright moon.
It was pretty cool.
It was really cool. In fact, in hindsight, I wish I would have traveled to the exclusive strip of darkness that covered our nation.
No.
Yes, well, because I saw video from it, not even video from TV, but just from some friends that were there, and it would have been pretty cool to experience. And next time, if there is a total eclipse that is within a few hours' drive, I'm going to go to it.
Well, it was within a few hours.
Six years in 2024. On April 8th, I looked this up. On April 8th of 2024, the eclipse, there will be an eclipse, a complete solar eclipse, within a two-hour drive of here.
I'm going.
So just east of Fort Wayne, so you'll be able to travel slightly.
Oh, wow,
slightly,
that's super close.
Yeah, slightly into Ohio, and you'll be able to see it. I'm definitely going.
I remember when I used to be able to look stuff up.
Actually, I would like to take a trip to Indianapolis, because you'll be able to see it there as well. And I feel like...
In 2024.
In 2024. I think
so what do you say, Ruben?
Cool photos.
I don't know where we'll be. You might not even be living in Indiana. We might be in big mansions.
We might.
I doubt
funded
it.
We'll by have our to have Amazon link.
Yep. We'll call it the French...
We'll call it Amazansion.
Amazansion. I feel like this mansion could totally be real, but it'll end up being a hut out in the forest behind Ruben's parents' house,
made
of sticks and tarp.
I feel like this mansion could be real only on Minecraft. It is the only place this could be real.
It's actually realistic.
A digital...
Mm-hmm.
Digitized mansion.
A digital mansion.
Anyway, I agree with you that it didn't get as dark in Indiana as what I hoped. It basically just looked a little overcast.
I thought it looked really cool.
It was.
I was pleased.
I'm just saying, it would have been really... If you thought this was cool, then why wouldn't you want to go to where it's a total solar eclipse? Mm-hmm. If you thought this was okay, if you thought this was good, imagine how blown away you wouldn't be blind for
I
one thing.
I don't think that it's like I thought this was cool. And since we got a what 88% coverage of the sun,
probably
I feel like the wow factor wouldn't be that much greater. I thought the wow factor overall was awesome, but I think
wow factor would be 100 times what it was here. If it actually gets dark in the middle of the day,
should.
If any of our listeners were either in a spot where there was a total solar eclipse or traveled to a place, if you experienced it, you should let us know and settle this argument with it. I'm saying it was 10 times or 100 times what we experienced, where
not
it was just 100. A partial.
Maybe 10%.
Today it was 88%. Today it was overcast. It was basically like yesterday's solar eclipse.
No, it wasn't.
If you didn't have any glasses,
I tried looking at the sun and I still saw nothing.
Afterwards.
I actually thought about going today, like periodically yesterday, we would take our welding helmets out and just like look up at the sun through our welding helmets. And I thought about today, like, doing the same thing and being like, oh, not, it's just a whole glowing circle. Guys, there's no eclipse today. And just, like, making everybody annoyed. That would
be everybody tempting. Would be annoyed.
They would actually come out and check with me, probably.
I did, I was able to actually get some, do some work-sanctioned photography for the eclipse. And I was grateful.
It's one
thereof.
More step to Jeff becoming a professional photographer.
That is true.
Now, how is this work sanctioned? PWI work sanctioned?
Yes. If you look on the PWI Instagram account, you will see the photo that was posted yesterday was taken from my lens.
I'm searching the webs, Jeff.
Although it's actually doesn't, they don't have me tagged in it, but I did take that photo.
You did all the work but got no credit for
yeah.
it.
I'm so
is
sorry.
Is it the black and white photo?
Yes.
That is pretty cool. Wow, a lot of people liked it.
All I can do is click keyboard buttons because
my
I can't see anything.
My other photo that I posted on my personal account got quite a few likes as well. I got 46 likes, and my average is probably around 30, so
wow.
I was pretty impressed.
Is that a 120% average?
Yeah.
Is the photo that you took on your Instagram, is that you? Are you the shadow, or is
that is actually Adam Yutzi.
Oh, so it is a person, though.
Yeah, it is
okay.
A real person wearing a welding helmet. And I looking back, I should have included the entire photo instead of cropping it down, but yeah. It turned out pretty decent.
You probably would have been able to get probably 50 likes then.
If
At
I
this point, we'll
else.
Never know. Actually, what you could do is just post that same picture with the photoshopped adjustments what you would desire and see how many more likes you
I
get.
I could just
that.
Tag Adam in it and see how many more likes I get.
You need to tag NASA. Do hashtag NASA.
Oh, he doesn't have Instagram.
NASA doesn't have Instagram.
No.
Let's continue on here.
Okay.
Is there anything more anyone wants to say about the partial solar eclipse?
Really cool stuff. There were rumors that animals would get confused as to what time of day it was. Some of the nocturnal animals, such as owls, raccoons, and possums, mm-hmm. might become overly aggressive because they think that it might be time to hunt since it's getting dark.
You think a blind owl just thinks it's nighttime all the time and is aggressive all the time? I'm just saying it because of you.
I think that a blind owl goes more by the heat of the day. It has to go by temperature. So if it feels warmth and it feels kind of hot, it probably thinks that, oh, the sun must be out. So that means a blind owl under a heat lamp never is aggressive. Get one for a pet.
Interestingly enough, along those lines, there was an agency, I forget what it was, but some major animal environmental agency, whatever, actually created an app encouraging people to record animal sounds with the app during the eclipse. And they actually took all those sounds that were collected by the group of people that used this app and are using it for analyzing how animals act during an eclipse. So it was pretty
cool.
That
is really cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know that some people just like made their own noises. Like, it's like, wow, that dog sounds crazy.
He must have eaten something dead.
All right, Jeff, why don't you tell us your grim story?
Yeah. So, as some of you who know me know, I am a big fan of the Myths and Legends podcast. And they are, that guy is very faithful at delivering some very interesting stories, fairy tales, legends, myths, whatever you name it. And several of his stories have come from the Grimm Brothers books.
The books.
The Grimm Brothers have their book, or the stories collected.
Describe the book to me, Jeff. I'm blind.
This is a blue leather-bound edition of it, or fake leather-bound edition.
Faux leather.
But there are many different editions of it made by different publishers.
Now, I understand that the Grimm's stories were taken, and even themselves, they rewrote them a few times.
Yeah.
And each time they rewrote them, they kind of maybe dumbed them down or made them a little less extreme.
I had a difficulty finding an original, like the first edition. I'm still kind of on the hunt for that, but I bought this in the meantime. This has stories like Rapunzel, Cinderella, excuse me, the story that The Princess and the Frog is based off of.
Oh, lovely.
Let's see if I can find other ones in here. Rumpelstiltskin.
Do they have Shrek?
Oh, here it is. Shrek.
Oh.
No.
What are the odds?
But anyway, I think maybe Hansel and Gretel is in here as well. Mm.
You don't have to find it.
Yeah, it is in here. Anyways, but among those well-known stories, and keep in mind, these stories are very close to the originals as told in German and European folklore. So there's not necessarily the story you know. The stories that you have heard, the variants you've heard of these stories is probably a little bit or a lot different from what the actual Grimm Brothers fairy tale story
but
is.
But these are much closer to the original.
These are much closer to the original.
Uh-huh.
And I've been told that back in the day when the Grimm Brothers compiled this book, the children liked stories where justice was served and morbid things happened.
So like Louis L'Amour, Hardy Boys.
A little more dark than that.
Boxcar Children.
A little more dark than that. Okay. I'll read a story for you to illustrate. Some of these stories.
But to clarify here, you said the children did like stories where justice was served.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and where bad people got what they deserved and were killed or whatever, you know,
maimed.
Blinded.
But there are some really, really odd stories in here that almost seem to be pointless. Some varying from 10 pages to one paragraph.
Wow.
So very a wide range of... Anyways, the story I've chosen for today is called The Louse and the Flea. So here goes.
Sounds riveting.
Riveting. A louse and a flea kept house together and were brewing beer in an eggshell. The little louse fell in and burnt herself. On this, the flea began to scream loudly. Then the little room door said to the flea, "Little flea, why art thou screaming?" "Because the louse hath burnt herself." Then the little door began to creak. On this, the little broom in the corner said, "Why art thou creaking, little door?" "Have I not reason to creak?" "The little louse hath burnt herself. The little flea is weeping." So the little broom began to sweep frantically. Then a little cart passed by and said, "Why art thou sweeping, little broom?" "Have I not reason to sweep? The little louse hath burnt herself. The little flea is weeping. The little door is creaking." So the little cart said, "Then I will run," and began to run wildly. Then said the ash heap by which it ran, "Why art thou running so, little cart? Have I not reason to run?"
Doesn't he?
"The little louse hath burnt herself. The little flea is weeping. The little door is creaking. The little broom is sweeping." The ash heap said, "Then I will burn furiously," and began to burn in clear flames. A little tree stood near the ash heap and said, "Ash heap, why art thou burning? Have I not reason to burn? The little louse hath burnt herself. The little flea is weeping. The little door is creaking. The little broom is sweeping. The little cart is running." The little tree said, "Then I will shake myself." and began to shake herself so that all her leaves fell off. A girl who came up with her water pitcher saw that and said, "Little tree, why art thou shaking thyself? Have I not reason to shake myself? The little louse hath burned herself. The little flea is weeping. The little door is creaking. The little broom is sweeping. The little cart is running. The little ash heap is burning." Excuse me. On this, the girl said, "Then I will break my little water pitcher." And she broke her little water pitcher. Then said the little spring from which ran the water, "Girl, why art thou breaking thy water jar?"
Wait. Can I guess? Have I not reason to break my water pitcher?
Have I not reason to break my water jug? The little louse has burnt herself. The little flea is weeping. The little door is creaking. The little broom is sweeping. The little cart is running. The little ash heap is burning. The little tree is shaking itself. "Oho," said the spring, "then I will begin to flow." And began to flow violently. And in the water, everything was drowned. The girl, the little tree, the little ash heap, the little cart, the broom, the little door, the little flea, the little louse, all together. And that is the end.
Is that the end?
But hath he not reason to shake again?
So, how was justice served here?
This was more just morbid. And I think this was actually enjoyable for people of that time. Like, these are the stories they like to tell.
It kind of sounds like...
Yeah.
This is the house that Jack built.
Kind of, or
the fly.
And maybe that was the origin.
In the old lady who swallowed a fly, perhaps will die.
I can't remember that one.
I don't remember that either.
It's a whole song.
But it was
probably look it up. I could recite it to you.
Well, you can look it up. You have an iPad.
Well, but I'm afraid I don't want to take away from Jeff's
thunder. It's fine. These stories come from a different time period, where people died at age 30 of disease and being killed by wild animals or being raided by by thieves, bandits, whatever it was. It was just a different time period. And for some reason, the people of that time enjoyed stories like this. It's just really odd.
But do the other ones have more, like there is a bad person and a good person?
Some of them, yes.
A lot of them like this, where there's not really...
Some of them, yes. Some of them, no.
Okay.
I mean, it was just... It's really odd.
It is. They're really weird. But I do like stories like this.
That's very good.
I would love to know like the original stories of Pinocchio, Cinderella, which I've heard bits and pieces
Cinderella
of.
Cinderella is in here.
Which that's probably a long story. But
it's a longer story. It's not like insane, but it would be probably 15 minutes of reading.
Did you know that there's a modern version of Cinderella, except... the story goes, instead of finding her prince at a ball, she used the app Tinder, and they call the story Tinderella.
Tinderella. I feel like it would not be wise to tell children that story.
I don't think that's a children's story.
I don't think it is.
Doubt it.
Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, good job. I'm looking forward to more of those. And did you have anyone have any more thoughts on it? I mean, what are your thoughts after that?
It's good stuff.
The only thing was interesting. The only thing is that, okay, all the other things, the fire kept on burning, which is what it was meant to do. The tree shook its leaves, which at some point the leaves were going to fall. The door was creaking, opening, closing. The broom was sweeping. Cart was moving. But the girl, when she broke the water jar, that does seem different than what all the others were doing.
No.
Like she was destroying. She was destroying something.
It was destructive.
The louse and the flea. We can't take away from the fact that they were brewing beer.
They should probably never have been doing that in the first place.
Like, that is. You can't tell me that that is what they're supposed to be doing. I have yet to meet a flea who can brew beer.
But it was in an eggshell.
How would you make a brewery so small that it could fit inside of an eggshell?
I don't know. I honestly, the first time I read this story, I didn't know what to think. I was just like, this is just really weird. And I don't think there's a moral to it. I don't think there's supposed to be. I think it's just a story.
No, I think the moral is just a little bit of alcohol can destroy a lot of lives.
Apparently.
Or
so don't burn yourself.
If you mess with alcohol, you'll get burned. You'll burn yourself. I think that's
when you play with maybe fire, you'll get burned.
Fire water.
Well, that's great. At least we got some good discussion out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Hey,
this has
Ruben,
been your grim bean.
There is something going on in my mind.
Ew.
And it's really weird, but you will enjoy it when it finally comes to fruition. And what it is I am planning a new segment.
Tell us about the podcast.
And I don't want to give away too much because I want it to kind of come as a surprise.
Well, we don't give anything away.
This is
except
already
for stuff that Main Street gives us to give away.
This is pretty major because the Grimm story is talked about. This is the first time that we've had it.
Right.
And now you've got another thing.
Right. This isn't the first time I've had a short story.
You had some other short stories, yeah.
But I don't know. I might alternate between the two. I might switch. I don't know. Maybe do both. But my new story, segment, will be related to music, and it will not be serious, and it will be enjoyable.
You make it sound like
are you apologizing for the other
contrast of your other segments
in
that you've come up with? This one will actually be enjoyable.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm working on it. I'm trying to find content for it.
Okay.
That's probably going to be the hardest part.
Could listeners help you with finding content?
Listeners can help me.
How could they help
you?
They
can help me as much as they want, but because,
still go through a vetting
because
process.
I don't want to reveal what it is at this point, I am not going to accept much listener input time.
Okay.
But hopefully next week I will have it ready. And it won't be a weekly thing necessarily, but it will be interesting.
Something that was going through my mind, one night while we were playing Xbox together, actually.
Yes.
I was thinking, wouldn't it be interesting to have idioms, popular sayings in English, retold in the King James Version?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So it's just a random thought that I had.
You, sir, are the idiom.
And so I went ahead and rewrote.
That's King James, Jeff.
I rewrote one with King James.
Okay.
And I don't know if this will be a game. I don't know if I'll do it again. But and anyway, I'm just going to read the King James Version of this one popular saying. An artistic work, when designed by a man filled with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, can be weighed against 1,000 words and not found wanting. Now, I think you'll get it right away.
That was pretty good, Ruben.
I don't know what he's talking about.
You don't get it?
No.
All right, I'll read it again.
Well, there's the key.
One
key phrase.
An artistic work, when designed by a man of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, can be weighed against 1,000 words and not found wanting.
Is it the not found wanting?
No.
No.
I don't know.
It's the 1,000 words.
What idiom has 1,000 words in it?
A picture could be worth 1,000 words?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that an idiom or is it an
anecdote?
Well,
maybe it's not an idiom. I don't think it's an anecdote.
I feel like it's just an idea.
What do you call it? What do you call it?
I looked up popular catchphrases or popular sayings, something like that. And I even looked up the Bible for what does the Bible say about pictures or art? And finally I found something in Exodus where there was a when they were working on the Ark of the Covenant, the place where it was held in. What was that called?
Tabernacle.
The tabernacle. When they were working on the tabernacle, it said that God filled this certain man with wisdom and understanding so that he could complete this artistic work. And I kind of combined the King James and a little bit of the New King James. to get that artistic work.
I think we should stick with the King James.
Well, King James was so vague. There's no way you would have known it was talking about any kind of art. And I don't think it was actually a picture. I think it was more a design of gold and wood
Ruben, when they were put together. I don't even want to get
been,
into...
It would have been similar to like a painting.
I don't want to get into biblical translation, okay?
Oh, Ruben, it's not an idiom. It's an aphorism.
Aphorism.
This is the word for it. A pithy observation that contains a general truth, such as, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Okay. So even if you guys would want to, you guys could write in your own King James, what'd you call it again?
An aphorism.
Aphorism. You could send in your own King James aphorism if you wanted to.
If it hath not been broken, then make no effort to repair thereof.
If
I feel like that was very poorly thought out.
If it is still within working condition, then make no effort to repair.
We did get some other feedback that I wanted to read. Michael Miller messaged us on Facebook, and he has a Pears story for us.
Ooh.
I'm a big fan of Pears. He said, I had this happen to me the other day. My wife asked me what I thought of the name Sybil, S-Y-B-I-L, and I didn't think it was a name, and I'd never heard of it before. And then today I was driving past Newmar, and a vehicle pulled out in front of me with PA license plate, and it said... Sybil.
Like Sybil Cop.
No, like S-Y-B-I-L. on the license plate.
Sybil. Sybil Cop.
On the license plate. That's interesting. Cop.
And I did message Michael and I asked him if it's okay to use his name because I thought maybe this was a name they were thinking of naming their children. And he confirmed that they will not be using this name for for their children.
I was gonna say that sounds like some kind of like disease or condition.
It sounds like
Sybil.
It would be a weird name to have for a sibling. Ha 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 ha.
We also got some nice comments from Levi Kaufman, the cousin of Layton's wife now. He just said he loves the show and he's Layton's wife's first cousin and that he's listening to the podcast to make sure Layton's a good guy. So
this is a great way to the words that I speak on this podcast are a great indication as to what kind of man I am. So kudos to you, Levi.
Ooh. Have you met Levi before?
Not that I know of. I probably did. And he's like, I can't believe he doesn't remember me. Aww.
He's
a great guy, but a terrible memory.
I actually got some feedback that wasn't really meant to be feedback necessarily, but I thought it was interesting. And this was a few weeks ago. But Linda came up to me and said, oh, hey, Jeff. And then she like thought about it a little bit, and then she said, you know, sometimes I just finish listening to the podcast, and then I see one of you guys, and I'm like, oh, hey, how's it going, you know? And... not really thinking in the back of my mind that, you know, I haven't actually been hanging out with you, but I feel like it. And I would just encourage those of you who listen to the podcast to come up and say hi to us because we do enjoy it.
Except for coworkers. That's just a cliche.
Yeah. Sorry, Mitch.
I feel sort of bad. I think I know who Mitch is. He has glasses. He has glasses, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So sometimes I look at him, and I'm pretty sure that it's Mitch. And Layton talks about him so much. I feel like I should say, hey, how's it going, man? But I don't because I'm not 100% sure it's Mitch.
It's so funny because he says, you know, sometimes whenever I see Ruben, I just think...
he's shorter than I remember.
Yeah, he sounds taller on the podcast.
I do have another update for you from Yeah, That's a Sin. Give them a follow. They are all the way up to 79 followers now.
Wow.
From 24 last week. They are just skyrocketing.
Well, that's probably because we're sending a whole bunch of fans and followers over his
that
way.
That is right. Maybe we can break Twitter's trend with this. Ruben, go ahead.
All right, so here's the question I was asked. Is it sin to drink V8? And the answer... it's basically just cold soup in a can. So yes, God intended soup to be hot.
Oh, man.
Okay, that is...
Well, in that case, I have a confession to make. I drank V8 last night before I went to bed. Cold.
Okay.
You might get by because you're blind. You couldn't heat That's up right. soup. Or...
It's true. I did think it was some odd-tasting milk.
So, speaking of this, speaking of Twitter, I just heard this on the news, and I thought this is astounding. Twitter has, in their reported users, did not report any growth in users from quarter one to quarter two, 2017. Like, quarter two did not see any expansion or addition of Twitter users, so no significant amount of new users.
Part of the problem with Twitter is that it's so easy to create an account that there is probably millions or at least hundreds of thousands of fake millions of fake Twitter accounts,
mm-hmm.
because they're easy to you can then sell them to people who want to buy followers.
Yeah, yeah.
As I know people have done, which I would never.
But, I mean, have. That would definitely.
That would be a sin.
Several accounts.
Get fake followers.
Several accounts on Twitter, like that I never use, but I wanted mm-hmm. to claim the Twitter handle.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Leighton Yoda.
Leighton Yoda. That's one. But
I have two.
I have Foot Things, which that was an idea that I had to. Like, I would make a Twitter account and then just post pictures of random things on my foot. Like,
well, you could have posted your blister.
A piece of cheese, some pizza.
It's a good idea. What happened? Tape. You can still do it.
I could.
We would promote you. We'd probably get you up to 70 followers.
Yeah, but then I'd ask, like, is it a sin to put random things on your foot? And then he'd be like, yeah.
Don't be wasteful.
Yeah, exactly.
Ruben, you should actually ask that. Because that would be really interesting.
Yeah, I have several Twitter accounts.
I did ask him if it is a sin to let me find the exact one. I asked him, what is more sinful, gluttony or wasting food? When faced with this, what should I do? And he said, join the Baptist faith. They voted by committee to rule gluttony no longer sinful.
This is great.
So the guy's pretty funny.
Ruben.
I do like him.
You should ask him, is it a sin to troll you on Twitter? And see what he says.
Ooh.
I don't really feel like I'm even trolling him. I feel like I'm like promoting him.
Oh, but I feel like it would be an interesting answer.
You should ask a self-defeating question, like, is it a sin to tweet at, yeah, that's a sin?
I do think someone had asked him that before.
Aww. People are stealing our tweets, Ruben.
All right, that is all I've got. Before we get to our word of the week, is there anything else?
Mm. Surprisingly, no.
All right, Leighton. Giving you ample time to come up with a quality word of the week.
Dun 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 dun.
Eclipse.